Casting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And
welcome back, folks.
Country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive, and so can you country girls out there. All of us patriots, we can survive. We have a much better chance of surviving now that Donald Trump has arrived, has descended from the clouds, has come down the golden escalator to save us and from ourselves. From the nasty, nasty demon rats and deep staters who had taken over our government. And, you know, at the head of that government was who? Who was the head operator up there? Barack Hussein Obama. And in that quote I just gave you, the president, this is the important thing, the president was retweeting Tom Fitton being interviewed by Lou Dobbs, two heroes, retweeted by another hero. And Tom Fitton was pointing to this, Obama, look to Obama. Who was running the witch hunt? I mean, come on. Do you think James Comey was doing this solo on his own? Do you think Peter Strzok was doing this as a cowboy operation with his girlfriend? Really? You think so? I don't think so. You think Loretta Lynch was running this operation? It was just a side operation. I'm not going to tell the president about it. I'm going to try to destroy Donald Trump. I'm going to try to make sure Hillary Clinton gets elected. I'm going to violate the law in 20 different ways. I'm going to commit felonies. I'm going to lie to the FISA court. I'm going to put spies. I'm going to put spies out there on American citizens. You know, Barack's a busy guy. He doesn't have time for stuff like this. I'm not going to tell. Oh, you think so? You think so? And of course, we have the tweet, not the tweet. We have the text message from Peter Strzok himself saying, or is it Lisa Page? One of the other of the two lovebirds. Twitter's over to the other one. Obama wants to know everything we're doing. Yes. It's in the note. They don't call him Obama. They call him the chief or something like this whatever. They have a nickname for him. Wants to know everything we're doing. In other words, he's in on all of this. It's coming from the top. It's with his blessing. So Obama is ultimately the most responsible person in this criminal cartel. And another one that's been fingered by Joe DiGenova is John Brennan, who, as the director of the CIA under Obama, the director of the CIA gives briefings to the president, I think. Is it every day? I think it's every day. The CIA is that powerful and that central to the affairs of the United States that the president has to know, has to hear from the director of the CIA just about every day, I think. Is there something on my plate that I need to pay attention to right now? Because the president of the United States is the most powerful man in the universe. So Brennan is figured by Joe DiGenova as the mastermind of the witch hunt against Trump, the coup d'etat. So there you have it. The president, you know, is up on this. And by the way, think how this looks to the president. Imagine that you're President Trump for a moment, rather than who you are. How do you think this feels to him? He's had to live this now for, they started the witch on him well before the election. 3 years he's been living this attack on himself, on his family, this assault. 3 years. Imagine all that he has endured. This great man treated this shabbily, with this much criminality directed at him. Imagine how he feels. And imagine how he would like justice to be done. Do you think he's interested in knowing who started this against him and against us? It's against all of us, not just against Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump's even more interested than any of us in finding out who the hell started this? Who the hell was running this? Who the hell needs to be nailed? And not only is Donald Trump interested in that question, you can be sure the answer is yes. He's also the man who can nail him. He's the man with the power. He might have an attorney general now in Bill Barr who is willing to wield that power in service of justice. We just might, Donald Trump for the first time may have now an attorney general. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Let's go back to those tweets. Ah, my goodness. See, and while I'm bloviating, Donald Trump is probably tweeting away. Go back to his account. Ah, can you imagine all the millions of people that are watching Donald Trump's Twitter account all the time? And who knows what skullduggery Twitter, what criminality Twitter is engaged in trying to sabotage the president's account. Like, well, for instance, right now, I can't, it won't load for me. Why? You know, one will throw a switch over at the Twitter company and you slow it down. Easy as pie for any IT expert to slow the loading of the Trump account down to a crawl. And then everybody has to wait, like as I am waiting right now, for this account to load. Let's see here. Still loading. He tweets again that he's going to be on the Next Revolution show tonight. See, it's loading very slowly. Steve Hilton tonight, 9 p.m., he says now, 9 p.m. on Fox News. Let me look at the caller board. No calls. Come on, guys. Am I putting you to sleep? let me see if I can find something here to wake you up. For all of the fake news Sunday political shows, and he's watching them here today on Sunday, whose bias and dishonesty is greater than ever seen in our country before, please inform your viewers that our economy is setting records with more people employed today than at any time in U.S. history. Our military, which was a depleted disaster, will soon be stronger than ever before. Our vets are finally being taken care of and now have choice. Our courts will have 145 great new judges and two Supreme Court justices, got rid of the disastrous individual mandate and will protect pre-existing conditions. Drug prices down for the first time in 51 years. I didn't know that. That's an interesting piece of data. And soon we'll drop much further. Right to try, protecting your Second Amendment, big tax and regulation cuts. 3.2% gross domestic product growth, strong foreign policy, and much more than that nobody else would have been able to do. Our country is doing great. So look at the man. He just recites, you know, an encyclopedia of data for you on the currents, on what he has achieved. And, in, you know, of course, obviously sardonically saying to the SOBs at the lamestream media, please inform your viewers of these things. Of course, they would rather do anything than inform their viewers of those things. Get this. Here's another great tweet. The courts and the Democrats in Congress, neither of which have a clue, are trying to force migrants into our country. Our country, and then in all caps, he tweets, our country is full. Our detention centers, hospitals, and schools are packed. Crazy! Exclamation mark. Nice. So all of that, wonderful. And let's now take another look at a great news source. See what's at the top of Breitbart. Come in, Breitbart. Of course, the great website founded by someone who certainly would be a Trump supporter had he lived to see the day, Andrew Breitbart. I forget what year Breitbart died in that chronology there. Trump calls for Biden China probe after Peter Schweizer's Secret Empires book, Revelations. President Trump said in a recent interview that the Biden family should be investigated over their financial ties to the Chinese government, detailed in Secret Empires, the New York Times best-selling book authored by Government Accountability Institute President and Breitbart News Senior Editor at Large, Peter Schweizer. Okay, let's see what's at the top of Breitbart. That was just sitting there from my earlier reading today. Let us see here. Maybe venture across the Atlantic and see what's going on over there. Breitbart's loading slowly also. Interesting. All right, finally loading. Okay, some of the headlines across the Atlantic. Nigel Farage blasts the pro-European Union, SNP. He says you can't be independent and governed by the EU. Nice story on Nigel Farage. Here's a story from Europe. A doctor could be fired for asking a Muslim woman to remove her veil. The Brexit Party puts out a press release that the left-wing mainstream media is in denial over the EU elections. Here's an article on swarms of illegals pouring across the English Channel. Brexit Party hits 35%, Tories sink to single figures. Brexit Party is storming to victory. Where does that leave UKIP? That was the former right, the party that formerly had the right-wing lead in Britain. But they have been, UKIPers have been leaving in droves out of disgust with Theresa May and the Conservatives in Britain. And the UKIP's failure to deliver on Brexit. British patriots want out of the EU, and they don't want to hear from a Theresa May. Donald Trump says his twin brother, Viktor Orban, did the right thing on immigration. See what's cooking. I've got a real slow computer here. I apologize for that. See what the president's doing in the tweet department. All righty, here's a story from Australia. We haven't talked about Australia at all in some time, and I've been eager to find out what's going on there with our great cousins in Australia, this great, great nation that inaugurated the White Australia policy back in 1901, the very first act of the brand new independent now from Britain government of Australia. 1901, the White Australia policy became the policy of all parties in Australia. It was the policy of all prime ministers, left, right, or in the middle, all the way up to World War II, which in the history of white common sense was the great moment of the great catastrophe. Thank you, Uncle Adolf, you idiot. And the let's see what we're getting out of Australia. Boy, and I'll tell you, this computer has crawled to slowed to a crawl. It's coming. Wow. You know, the possibility exists, you know, as I do this show, folks, you know, the way the internet works, people can target us. People can target me. There are, you know, and this is an interesting aspect of the left, very salient aspect of them. They hate communication, real communication. They hate real information. They hate facts. They hate science. They hate an open discussion. They hate free speech. So, you know, there are thousands of left-wingers out there who spend their time disrupting right-wing communication. And they think this is virtuous. To sabotage websites, blog channels, make things slow down. They think they're really being virtuous in doing this. And I'm sure I've been the target of that over the years. The slowdown I'm experiencing, which I haven't experienced all day. It's only now that I'm on the air, all of a sudden, my computer slows down. Now, this has happened many times. And a Chevy still lasts 10 years like they should. Listen to Merle for a moment, and we'll be right back. Best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
Hey, we're back. Thank you for tuning us in today, folks, here on May 19th, 2019. The Trump Phenomenon Show. Wayne in Texas is holding. We'll get to you in a second, Wayne, and Kevin in West Virginia. Let us go, engineer, to Wayne in Texas first. Wayne, what's on your mind?
Hello, James. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Sure. No problem. No problem. I'm glad to see there might be some movement with Trump and this Insurrection Act, because I really think it's way past time for all the jawboning and the rest of the histrionics from the Democrats over this whole issue. And really, if you think back to the Obama years, he had no problem lying to Congress and the public over Benghazi, Obamacare, Fast and Furious, the money to, I think, Iran, some of his military operations that were off the books. And really, when you think about it, Congress and the courts did nothing to stop what he was doing. And recently, it just kind of seems like it's very frustrating that Trump, Republican leadership, have been kind of bowing down to Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats over the whole illegal immigration issue. And I think right now what Trump should do is point a finger at them and say, hey, you have forfeited any authority in this matter. And here's the reasons why. You have violated your oath of office to protect and defend the people of this country. You willfully violated federal law by aiding and abetting illegal aliens. You're willfully endangering public safety and on and on. He's got a whole list of probably things that he could say to them.
Yes, he could, Wayne. Here's the catch, not to be a nitpicker.
There should be no catch, James.
Well, the catch is they were elected. And sadly, yes, there was cheating, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sadly, Nancy Pelosi and the other demon rats came out with a clear majority in the House of Representatives in 2018. And Donald Trump has to work with this. He can't defy it. He can't say, you're illegitimate and I'm going to disregard you. He doesn't have that power to do that.
Well, Obama did. Obama had the power to lie, cheat, steal, and did everything possible.
Oh, okay.
He got away with it.
Yeah, well, hey, welcome to the unfair real world. That's right. It's rigged.
Exactly. So, Trump has more than enough ammunition here to say to them, here's what you've done, and right now the blood of every American who's been murdered, killed by a drunk illegal alien, assaulted, or whatever, is on your hands, and you have forfeited any right to have any input in this matter. I am seizing the control of that border, and I'm shutting it down. And I don't care what McConnell and the rest of them say. And again, it comes down to how many American lives have to be lost before these idiots get it in their mind they're going to stop this stuff.
Well, of course, they're not going to. They don't mind. They don't care how many people are killed. That's part of their program. And what you're advocating, Wayne, I hear you, and I hear your frustration. I'll tell you, one person who really agrees with you and shares your frustration is a guy named Donald John Trump. He would love to be able to just do what needs to be being done. He is a man of action, but he actually can't just do what needs to be done. He is in fact. I mean, what has he just done? He's won the presidency of the United States by actually playing by the rules, fighting the fight in the arena as prescribed in the Constitution, and he has won. So he has to go in. He lost a round here. We lost a round when the demon rats won in 2018. And by the way, let me say that without the Mueller witch hunt, without the Russia hoax, Pelosi would not have won that majority. One of the great, the Mueller report was in the Mueller commission, or special counsel's office, was quite a success. Mueller did, he accomplished a lot of what he was tasked to do by the demon rats. He slowed Trump down. He tangled Trump up. He got the American people. This is a shocking thing, Wayne. The polling shows that their large number, I don't know what the current percentage is, but a very large number of Americans believe, like half of them, believe that Donald Trump lied about Russia. He didn't lie about anything, much less about Russia. But the American people believe that. And this is the central insight of the book 1984. If you can get to people to believe something, it doesn't matter whether it actually occurred. So you and I, of course, we're, as Mike Rivero said in that promotional piece between segments, he says, that this audience is very educated. This audience knows what's going on. But we're, you folks out there, you're a rare group. The average American does, a lot of Americans believe that Donald Trump lied because they were told this by Wolf Blitzer and, Anderson Cooper and these other, and Chris Cuomo. So,
I understand all that.
Here's the catch. The president doesn't, I hear you. It would be wonderful to have cowboy powers, to be Marshall Dillon, just walk out into the middle of the street and start blasting away. That would be wonderful, but he can't do that because I guess my point I was making is he won in the political arena. Now, and let me refer back to a person that we don't think of as being a revolutionary, Ron Paul. I was there standing right next to Ron Paul at one of his rallies. I can't remember which of the 13 cities in which I met him, but in the 2007-2008 campaign, and Ron Paul, it was amazing to me to hear him say this. He said, we're in a political fight here. We're trying to save our country through politics. And he said, but let me admit something to you. He didn't say admit, actually. He said, let me say something to you that might surprise you coming from me. He said, if politics fails, and then he referred back to that famous adage about the different boxes Larry McDonald famously popularized as the head of the John Birch Society, that there are, and then Ron Paul repeated that adage that there's the soap box, there's the jury box, there's the ballot box, and then he said, and there's the cartridge box. And he said, we're in the ballot box right now. He said, but I will say that if the ballot box fails, yes, it is right to go to the cartridge box. That was amazing from Ron Paul. And he's kind of expressing the frustration you have of going straight to cowboy. You know, I don't mean to give a pejorative to it, but to right. go to direct action. But Donald Trump, if he goes to direct action, he just forfeited political action. If you turn up the volume from political to the cartridge box, you now have abandoned the political box, even as you are winning. You are the president. You just won. So not a good time to abandon the political avenue. Go ahead, Wayne.
But James, what has he won if, like in Texas, tens of thousands of Texans have been assaulted, murdered, property crimes, by illegals. On top of that, hundreds have been at least killed there. So what good is the ballot box in the political way if, many, many people that are supporting you could be dead any time due to a drunk illegal alien? We're letting this force in here, and there's no supervision. We know that they're going on welfare and get to the tune of billions of dollars and on and on. And it's been an ongoing story. So if you have one half of the political equation refuses to obey their oath and are willfully guiding these people in this country to do all kinds of mayhem, then there is no political solution at that point. And if it
what's your advocate?
Hold on. If there were 1,000 ISIS fighters coming across the border and started to assault people in South Texas towns, can you tell me that Trump would not have the ability and authority to stop them or send troops out to stop that aggression? 1,000 ISIS fighters, we've had 500,000 illegals come across. And how many of those are MS-13 and criminals and murderers and rapists? That's what I'm saying. The political solution, in the halls of Washington are working, but out in the streets, it's not. And people's frustration is building. If Donald Trump doesn't do something very soon to stop this, he's not the man I voted for.
Well, okay, Wayne. Now that's a good. You've engaged me in a good debate here. I think you're a very articulate advocate for your view there. What you're advocating is a switch from the political system as it's running now to martial law. That's what you're advocating. And you got to be careful what you wish for, because you
James,
just might.
What's the state of Trump? What's the state of emergency Trump issued a few months ago that got stepped on? State of emergency is martial law.
No, it's not. It's not martial law. Martial law means that you live now in an authoritarian regime. In martial law, there are no more votes. There is no more congressional motion. Elections are canceled. Martial law means that somebody has seized the reins of power and is running the country as a general. And there are occasions. I quoted Ron Paul to say, he recognizes, remember, he's a great fan of the Constitution. Well, from whence came the Constitution? It came from a martial law revolution. George Washington was not debating with the British. He was shooting them.
Yeah.
And that. So the Ron Paul himself, who, people think of as kind of a mild-mannered sort of a, meek sort of a guy, not the guy you would expect to be brandishing, a saber on the ramparts. Ron Paul himself was saying, no, there is a time for that. And Wayne, there may be, you and I may both be on the ramparts waving our sabers. That may happen. And I'll give you a salute, if that happens. But that time, to chew Donald Trump out for not being, saying, okay, folks, it's martial law. You people have waived all of your right to it. And of course he knows this. He knows the demon rest.
He could declare that area along the border, to be a martial law zone. He doesn't have to do the whole, he doesn't have to overturn the whole Constitution. He's just taking his powers as commander in chief, which he is, right? And he's assuming his powers to do just that, to stop this insurrection, to stop this invasion.
Well, now that's
not to overturn the whole Constitution.
Well, thus you and I. Now, he's obviously searching very hard, scanning the horizon for what tools have I got. He's come up with the Insurrection Act of 1807. Let's see what he does with that. But remember, he tried declaring a state of emergency. And immediately, you know, dozens of demon rat judges all over the country jumped up in their black robes to block this. Pelosi and Nadler and all the rest jumped up to block that. Because remember, Pelosi has control of the purse strings. She has control of every requisition of money by the federal government. So Donald Trump is working with, you know, he is, and now we're going into another political round. 2020 is going to be another political round. Now, if Donald Trump is successful in the leadership that he's exerting right now, he'll win back the House of Representatives. If not, you know, Pelosi will stay there. But so, you know, Donald Trump here, we're looking at, I don't know, we've got a little less than 6 years of Trump left. And he is masterfully, you know, you don't want to kick away an advantage that you have when you have it. You said, what good is politics? Well, what has he accomplished? Well, has your life changed since Obama? Has my life changed?
The political side of this is that you have obstructionists that are actively letting these people in. That's why, you know, we know the economy's better and blah, blah, blah. But we have these obstructionists on the other side. It could be right under the control of whoever that want to see this country go down. And we know who they're tied into overall and who's supplying some of this money. So what I'm saying is we have an insurrection. We have people that are outside our borders trying to come in here and control what's going on. And in the meantime, the lives of every American in this country is at risk because of the lack of action. And Trump did try. And he should have thumbed his nose at the Ninth Circuit saying, come arrest me, boys. I'm going to protect this country and the American citizens. You take off your robes and come on down and let's duke it out.
Okay.
Did Obamacare? But again, did Obamacare about, you know, breaking the Constitution or the law? He didn't care. He was above the law.
All right. He didn't invoke martial law, and he didn't, you know. But I would say to you that Donald Trump is, in fact, the most imaginative, hardworking guy. He's with you, Wayne. He agrees with you. Look, his words are not just words. He is doing as much as any man in your lifetime or mine from the position that he won. He did win. And it's your job and mine to back him up with more wins, more congressmen, more senators, and every other political position where we can win. He is winning in politics right now. Now, if the day arrives, let's say we get to a real era of losing, so that you could call up this show, Wayne, and you could say, hey, Kelso, you know, you got five more minutes on the air, and then the Biden administration is taking you off the air. And, you know, and the sheriff's out there in the street in front of your house right now. Well, now, if we get to that point, then Ron Paul is right. We've political channel. I'm just using myself as an example here. But in other words, if we truly are hunted people, Wayne, in America, and there is no political avenue open to us, then we face the same situation as every other armed revolution ever faced, including our own, George Washington and company. And then, you know, Donald Trump would be the first to be there with us.
It's way too late, James. You know, why not bring this to a head right now when Trump has high public opinion backing him? The public sentiment against illegal immigration is way off the charts. He's got all the cards to play.
You can say it's way too late, but there's also another, you know, you have to sort of look at this. The scenario you laid out is too late. There's another aphorism, way too soon. Okay. You can do something too late. You can mess up that way. You can also mess up by doing anything actually too soon. So if you went for military action, for martial law, when you had not exhausted the political, you might in fact be kicking away what could have been a victory and guaranteeing a defeat. So it's not so simple as, well, you know, I mean, think about it, Wayne. if anytime something doesn't work, you know, opening fire is the right procedure. Well, that, you know, is there something wrong with that? Has that worked in history? Opening fire is, you know, that's been the winning strategy throughout history. That's not true. And it never will be. There are, and when you say it's too late, when things are desperate, that's too late. No, that is when Ron Paul's statement, you know, comes to, in all of history, when people are truly oppressed. Look at the Declaration of Independence, you know, long list of abuses. And, you know, so on. And those Thomas Jefferson and company were saying, hey, you know, you've been abusing us, and we've tried this and we tried that, and we tried appeals to you. You know, our appeals were spurned. Now you've got military housed in our homes, and we are declaring our independence, and by force of arms. So, you know, we Americans, we're very experienced in this question of going from the political to, you know, from the ballot box to the cartridge box. But you can do it prematurely and make a mistake.
Well, James, I think what you're saying is, let's play by the Marquis de Queensberry rules and put our hands up in a normal fashion. Meanwhile, the other side is kicking us below the belt, you know, bringing us to our knees. And by the time we get to our knees, then they'll come back at a big with a big sledgehammer and take us out. Why not?
No, no, I'm not saying that.
Have a chance. Well, that's what you're advocating here.
No, I'm not. What I'm advocating is that this greatest political system, this greatest governing system ever in the history of the world, which our ancestors fought and many of them died to create, is a magnificent edifice, a magnificent institution, which we can win. We don't have to, you know, throw in the towel on the whole thing. And there are people in America, there are people in jail right now, people dead right now, who said, hey, I'm going to shoot it up. Okay, we got to get this thing going. Let's get busy. Bang, bang. Okay, big mistake. A lot of backward progress was made by some of these people. Said, hey, oh, this is so bad, I'm going to go shoot a bunch of people. Huge backward step. And so it's not...
You're going the wrong direction on this. All I'm saying is use his constitutional powers to go ahead and... do what he has to do to protect the citizens. I don't see how he would be...
Of course, he's doing that.
You know,
he's doing that. Yes, well, he is. Yeah, of course he is. But there's that line you're saying, you know, tell Pelosi and company that they're illegitimate, that they've forfeited their power. They haven't. They are illegitimate.
Well, I guess they have, James. If they have violated their oath of office and they are willfully endangering the public safety, what would you call that?
I would say that when the voters of Nancy Pelosi's district reelect her in 2020, okay, that trumps my statement that, hey, you're illegitimate. Your voters just reelected you. And that is part of the beauty of the system we created, is that, you know, we're saying if we want a country, you know, we have to win it. And it's not playing by the Marquis of Queensberry's rules. It's a pedal to the metal, you know, it's combat. It's a real fight. And Donald Trump is leading that right now. I think those who think that Donald Trump is like doing nothing, or he's not doing enough, or, you know, and then especially if the appeal is to, well, we've got to just go bang, bang. I think that's a mistake. That's a mistake.
Okay. Well, we'll agree. I'll get off so other callers can go. But I'm just saying, okay, you know, in closing, that, again, he has cards he can still play, and again, he should be ready to use the same manipulative efforts against the other side as they would definitely do to him.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah,
again,
I hear you on that.
You know, this Ninth Circuit, these judges are crooks, and they should not be even followed at all. And the fact that American blood is being spilled because these idiots won't do their job, then I think, again, all bets are off.
Okay, all right, I hear you. Yeah, it's true. The game is rigged, and the rules for you and all other good guys are not the same as the rules for the bad guys. And guess what? How long has that been true? Since the beginning of time. It'll never change. It ain't fair, and it ain't fun. But
yeah.
That's
okay.
The only downside of being a good guy.
Great.
Well, and Wayne, well,
great,
thank
James.
You
great job, James. I appreciate the time to speak to you.
Well, thank you, buddy. That was a very good colloquy between myself and another great patriot, Wayne. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see, who was waiting in the wings there and probably enjoying your conversation, Wayne, was Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, are you still there, or did you go to sleep?
No, I'm still here, Mr. James. I have to agree with Wayne. You know, for the longest time, I was pretty upset that Trump was not doing anything on the border.
Just a second. I don't mean to be rude with stopping you, okay? Be careful with your words. When you say, it's so easy, words are so easy to just kind of, you know, shoot them out. Trump was not doing anything on the border. Now, I know you don't believe that. I know you don't believe that he was doing nothing. Nothing. I mean, nothing is a pretty big statement. That's like you're picking your nose and you're watching, you know, cartoon shows. He was not doing nothing. But go ahead with your idea. He was not doing enough to keep you happy is a better way to say it. Go ahead.
Well, it wasn't to keep me happy. I see the FBI statistics that came out, and over half of the crimes that were committed last year were done by illegals. That kind of, you know, upsets me.
Now, that's a good time to get upset at the illegals and the people who let them in. That isn't Donald Trump.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the Democratic Party as well as the Republican leadership that is making, you know, money off of this. But
those
here's
should be
my
the targets,
idea.
The targets of your ire. Okay, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Here's my idea. I would be okay with President Trump. I think the Insurrection Act is a good start. I think it's a little late, but I think it's a great start. But I believe he should be invoking all the executive orders previous to him, to where he has power and has the ability. Martial law? Yeah, absolutely. There's a crisis there. When this crisis is over, relinquish the power and give it back to the people and back to the Congress.
Okay, Kevin, let me give you an example of the real world, how it confronts Donald Trump, the real world. If Donald Trump had his druthers right now, I think he has 30,000 Border Patrol agents right now, something like that. I can guarantee you, I promise, I will swear to you, Donald Trump would love to have 100,000 and more, 300,000. He would love to have that. Does he have the power? And to do what he needs to do, he needs that. Does he have the power to go out and hire 100,000 people and pay them $50,000 a year to be Border Patrol agents? No, he doesn't. Nancy Pelosi controls the purse strings. He doesn't have the power to hire any of them. Nancy Pelosi does. Another thing he'd like to do, I assure you, I promise you, Donald Trump would love to have all of those 100,000, if he could hire them, Border Patrol agents, have the authority and the practice of, when they apprehend an illegal, you turn the face him around, what man, woman, or child, you turn him around and you point in the other direction and you say, you know, vamoose, you know, go back across that river, go back to Mexico. Okay, he would do that. He would do that in a heartbeat. He would order all of those 100,000 Border Patrol agents or 300,000 to do that. But he doesn't have that power. He can't give them that instruction because that is against the law. The law says that and this is why he keeps referring very accurately in his tweets. Read his tweets, study his tweets. I know you do. He says these insane laws have to be changed. Now, who can change the law? The president unilaterally? No. He's not allowed to do that. He's not, you know, the dictator of America. So, he has to go by the law, which says they have to be put in a detention center. Then if there's not room in the detention center, they have to be released from the detention center. Where? Released where? In America. Somewhere in America. No, that's the law. He has to follow the law. If he doesn't follow the law, he's like you and he's like me. He can be arrested.
Right. There's another aspect of this immigration thing that I wanted to, you know, this is on a personal thing, and I don't mind sharing this with the entire world or whoever's listening. You know, I'm in a situation to where I have to receive Social Security. I'm blind. I don't work, and, I am going to school, and I get grants and everything. I'm studying to be a drug addiction counselor. A friend of mine she died a couple years ago, overdosed on heroin, and she was also pregnant with my baby, and I want to help the world that way. But with the illegal immigration thing, I'm on Social Security. I don't get a lot. I don't get a lot in food stamps either. But it's nice that my country would be willing to help me. But we're out here helping people that don't even belong here. How am I going to feed myself on $17 a month that I receive in food stamps? It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Because of all these illegals that should not be here. It affects me. Yes. I didn't ask for this disease. I didn't say, God, give me this disease so I don't have to have eyesight so I can suck off the system.
I want to compliment you, Wayne, or Kevin, rather. Kevin, can you stay on the line and we'll talk to you right after the break?
Absolutely.
Stay on. All right.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Hey, we're back, folks. We're back. And Kevin's on the line from West Virginia. Kevin, I just want to thank you for, you know, trying as hard as you're trying, and in hard circumstances. And I want to confirm something he just said about, you know, $17 a month in food stamps. Let me tell you, folks, Americans in need, real Americans who really need help and deserve some help, that we Americans want to help our fellow Americans who are less fortunate. It is pathetic. There are people, good people out there, deserving people like Kevin, who get $17 a month, and honest people. And it's a pathetic thing. I've known people, Kevin, who are in that situation where they have to go in and verify their income and go through a whole rigmarole. And after all of that, they get $17. And they just go, what the hell with it? You know, I got to stand in line. I got to talk to a stupid social worker. And I get $17 and I get humiliated in the process. And meanwhile, and here's the point, folks, huge amounts of money are being handed out to non-Americans, to illegals. And these people, as, you know, Wayne was talking about, you know, and I mentioned him, you know, it's unfair. There's two rules, rules for the good guys and rules for the bad guys. The bad guys lie. Kevin doesn't lie. But I assure you, the other people in the office down there, they're lying all the time. They lie like a rug. They lie about their number of dependents. They lie about this, that, and the other. And they scam, you know, and they're milking the system and they're draining the system so that we're not able to help Americans who deserve to have some real help. Because you're right, Kevin, the money is sucked out of the system by all these illegales.
Yeah. I mean, it upsets me. It brings tears to my eyes a little bit because, you know, I'm born here. I didn't ask for this problem, this disease or whatever, you know, with my eyes. And the only thing that I actually asked for, not even a level playing field, just the opportunity to give back to my country. That's all I asked for. Well, and I can't even get that.
Yeah, I love you, brother. And when we do make America great again, I assure you, Donald Trump will be there with you. He wants that money, the help money that any good society donates and gives to its least fortunate people, that will go to deserving real Americans, not to parasites who are swarming into our country and working the system. So I want to just say again, Kevin, thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too. Well, we're going to run out of time here any second. I'm going to have to give this computer back to my 7-year-old boy. He's sitting here. He is so smart. He can count it down. How many minutes have we got to go? How many minutes do I have left? Hey, how many minutes do I have left before I have to give up the computer? How many minutes do I have? He's looking at his clock.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, folks. Yeah, there you go. And so here we are. Thank you for everybody for joining us on our Sunday Spectacular. We'll be back with our Monday version of the Trump phenomenon. And Donald Trump he is going to leave us panting on the sidelines as he races ahead of us as the greatest leader of our lifetimes. See you tomorrow night.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle